Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all you dads and granddads out there. We welcome you to Gates Presbyterian Church this morning. If you are visiting with us, we ask that you sign the hospitality register. And we also invite everybody to the patio after worship for punch. We have a couple announcements this morning. Frona?
Morning, everybody. We need help. The yard sale is Saturday. We only have 3 cashiers. It's going to be kind of tough on 3 people from 9 to 4. Please, the Green Book, Sherry, myself, the kiosk, please sign up today. I don't know what we'll do. And those that can handle lifting things, we have to move everything from the out to the tent this year. So trustees, if you're available, 6 to 8, I see some of you here, I'll count you in. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Good morning. On behalf of the celebration for Caroline on the 28th, 29th, I am here seeking help for Sunday morning, sometime between 7 and 9:30. We need some help to get the food cooking. And also on Saturday, midday, I would like some help to prepare for Sunday morning. So see me after church or check the kiosk to sign up. Thank you.
Good morning. Our 5th annual family fun night at Frontier Field is going to be July 26th. Summer's busy for everyone, and I know that. But if you can join us, that'd be great. It's at 6:05. Red Wings are playing the Indianapolis Indians. It's going to have the RPO and fireworks again for $6. We're going to be selling tickets every Sunday till July. July 13th. I don't want to give the wrong date there. Sign up.
And the deacons ask that you, after worship, you sign cards that are being sent to the homebound. They'll be on a table in the foyer. Now let us prepare ourselves for worship. Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. We are gathered to worship God.
We have come to affirm that life is gift, that the gift is good, that it comes from God.
We are gathered to renew our hope in Jesus Christ as we travel life's journey.
We find God in the best of our present and our past, but we also trust in God's love in our future.
God guides us all the way, every day of our lives and beyond life. Let us praise God with our whole hearts and entrust our lives to God's hands. When we come to God confessing our sins, we can be assured that God forgives us over and over again. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Let us pray. God of life and death, we confess that sometimes we are not alive to the possibilities you offer. In the midst of pain, unfairness, and fear, we find little reason for hope. We feel despair and discouragement, but we do not turn to you for help. Forgive us and help us to embrace the new lives and new directions you provide for us. God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. Hear the good news. God has forgiven each one of us and enables us to begin again and again and again. Thanks be to God. was awesome. Thank you. Children, if you want to dance on up here, dance on up here. We're going to move over here. So glad to see each one of you today. And I need your help because this morning we're going to baptize baby Nathan. So I'm now going to invite Nathan to come forward and to bring his mom Kelly and his dad Matt and his grandfather Dennis. Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus and sure of his presence with us, we baptize those whom he has called. In baptism, God claims us and seals us with God's Spirit to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let us remember with joy our own baptisms as we celebrate this sacrament.
On behalf of the session of Gates Presbyterian, I present Nathan Andrew Cox, son of Matthew and Kelly Cox, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Matt and Kelly, in presenting Nathan for baptism, you announce your faith in Jesus Christ. You are also showing that you want your child to study, to know, to love, and serve him as his chosen disciple. Please show your purposes by answering these questions. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Do you trust in him? Do you intend for Nathan to be his disciple, to obey his word and show his love?
Our Lord Jesus Christ ordered us to nurture the spiritual growth of those who are baptized. Do you, the people of Gates Presbyterian Church, promise to tell this new disciple, Nathan, the good news of the gospel, to help him know all that God commands, or that Christ commands, and to strengthen his family ties with the household of God? If so, please say, we do.
We do.
Let us pray. God, our parent, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament and for the hope we have in your Son, Jesus. As we baptize with water, baptize us with Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your word and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we be made one with Christ our Lord in common faith and purpose. O God, who calls us from death to life, we give ourselves to you, and with the church through all ages, we thank you for your saving love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What is your child's name? Nathan, Andrew, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. See what love God has for us, that we are called children of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, giver of life, you've called us by name and pledged your faithful love to each of us. We pray for your child, Nathan Andrew. Watch over him. Guide him as he grows in faith. Give him understanding and sincere concern for neighbors. Help him to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. God of love, we pray for Nathan's parents, Matt and Kelly. Help them to know you, to love with your love, to teach your truth, and to tell the story of Jesus to their child. Remind all of us of the promises given in our own baptism. Renew our trust in you. Give us strength so that we may be faithful to you and serve you with joy. Amen. Let us join together and sing Wonders of Wonders, page 17 on the Green Book. He does. See, Jessica. While Jessica's coming forward, would all the seniors come? I think we have a couple here today. Lots are have jobs and all kinds of things. But if you'll come and sit on the front row.
First reading from the Word today is from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens, out of the mouths of babes and infants. You have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you mindful of them? Mortals, that you care for them. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
And children, I was so involved in what I was doing with Nathan, I forgot to send you back to your families. So you were very patient. You may go back to your families. The second reading this morning is from Matthew 28. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." It wasn't a large auditorium. You didn't need a ticket to get in. There wasn't even a parking challenge. No bands played, no choirs sang. Yet perhaps it was the most significant graduation ceremony in all of history. The graduation speaker was a man named Jesus. His mission was to send his students into the world without him. And it only took him 61 words. I dare say, the shortest graduation speech in history. And I've heard a few. But this graduation speech was filled with power. God's power. For on a mountain in Galilee, the commencement speaker sent his disciples into the world with what we know as the Great Commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. I wonder, was Jesus asking himself that inevitable question that every parent asks as they send their child out into the world? Have I taught them everything they need to know? And will they remember what I've taught them? And do they know I love them and I will be there for them? I remember when Robin, my firstborn, left for college. I spent the summer worrying, fretting, and most of all, nagging. Does she know how to sort her laundry? Does she understand that she needs protein in her vegetarian diet? Will she set her alarm? More importantly, will she get herself up for class on time? Honestly, that summer between high school and college was tough. My guess is some of you know what that's about. I spent every opportunity stuffing her with my pearls of wisdom. She was truly a victim of my parenting crash course. No wonder she gleefully waved goodbye to her father and I when we left her in her dorm room on that first day of college. So parents, if that's your summer goal, trust me, there is a better way. You've already taught important life lessons to your children. Now it's time to relax, rejoice, and soak in the joy of seeing your son or daughter discover the very essence of who they are. And it's time to marvel as they design a life adventure that reflects their essence, not yours. Trust me. Trust me. It really is more fun than laying awake at night wondering if they know how to put detergent into the washing machine. Instead, I encourage you to take a page out of Jesus' book. Keep it simple. For Jesus sent his disciples into the world with 61 words and 3 points. Number one, embrace everyone into the family of God. Be inclusive. Behave, number two, behave like I taught you to behave and teach others to do the same. And number three, remember, I am with you always. Divine advice for the children of the divine. Indeed, the great commission from the great teacher. Well, GPC class of 2014, I've known most of you since you were born. I smiled when you were baptized because you each are a wonder of wonders. I beamed when you were confirmed. And if the truth be known, I waited to retire until you graduated. Through the years, we've laughed together. We've cried together. We've walked through fun days, but we've also walked through some hard days. You've each one of you have had some personal challenges. I know that sometimes you've been mad at God because of those challenges. Sometimes you've even doubted whether God existed. And my guess is there's not a person in this room who couldn't identify with those feelings. But my friends, it doesn't matter, because always means always. And Jesus said, I am with you always to the end of the age, whether you are with me or not. I have loved, really loved, watching you explore your faith. Jesus said, go out and teach others to obey everything that I have commanded you. You, my friends, can say, will do, Jesus, because you know what Jesus has commanded of you. Jessica, I remember seeing you pop, plop down in the middle of a large squash patch. I think it was squash. It was giving me a squash. At a community garden just outside of Johnson City. You are harvesting vegetables and weeding that garden for a local food bank. Despite the bugs and the dirt, you had a smile on your face like you always do. Jesus said, blessed are the poor. And you, Jessica, took that to heart. David, I've watched you deepen your relationship with God. We were all of us, blessed by your sermon several months ago. Many times, I've asked for a volunteer to pray. While all other eyes went directly to the ground, including the adults, I might add, your hand went up. So many times, your spoken prayer reflected the very prayers that we had in our hearts. Jesus commanded, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And David, you do. Joshua, I watched you bring joy to children living in Green Island, Jamaica. You meticulously painted Dora the Explorer on a wall of their new basic school. Your attention to detail was amazing. You knew how much Dora meant to the preschoolers, and you wanted Dora to be perfect for them. They were absolutely thrilled.
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." Josh, you modeled Jesus' respect for children and your dedication to painting Dora. And Karina, when you were just in ninth grade, I saw you on national TV. You were interviewed by CBS. The interviewer asked you why you were willing to spend a week of your summer vacation volunteering in New York City soup kitchens. Your answer was brilliant, as was your service in those kitchens. Jesus said, "Just as you did for the least of these, you do for me." Karina, you did for Jesus. Yes, class of 2014, you journey into the world knowing that Jesus has commanded you to do justice, to serve the poor, to be peacemakers. We are blessed that we've been part of that discovery. I speak for many sitting out there. It's been a great joy to be your teacher, your advisor, your sponsor, your pastor, your friend, your sister or brother in Christ. We tearfully wish you farewell, but confidently know that you go with the knowledge of your faith. Indeed, you have, and we have, adventures in front of us. They will unfold all the days of our lives. May we all step into each day remembering the reassuring words of Jesus. "I am with you always to the end of the age." Amen. Don't go anywhere.
Good morning. I'm Irene Ward, and this is Frona Roseman, although I know that Frona doesn't really need any introduction, but maybe I do. But we're here representing public worship today, and it is our joy and absolute pleasure to be able to give some gifts to our graduates. And for those of you who don't know what we give them, we give them something we hope they can take with them forever. It's a keychain, and it has the Presbyterian seal, and it has Gates Presbyterian engraved on the back. So we hope you enjoy it. There's also a beautiful card of our sanctuary. And so I'm going to name all of the young people who are receiving these gifts today, even though some of them aren't here. And if you could just stand up when your name is called, and Frona will give you your gift and card. Stand up and come up, please, okay? Joshua Binko, Alyssa Burbeck, Jessica Berkovich, Ashley Fritsch, David Keeling, Corinna Marconi, Andrew Rogers, and Josh Rodus. And let's give these young people a round of applause.
Really? Now, don't go anywhere. Okay. Please join me in the litany of celebration. We remember when you were small children. Some of you were baptized with the water in this font. Many of you were confirmed around this table. We've watched you grow into faithful young adults. We thank God for you. All right, advisors and teachers and sponsors. We have shared together a vision of peace, the blessing of community, the joy of creation. Now I ask you to turn around and listen to me once again. Friends, go into this world as peacemakers, living with compassion, relying on God's love, respecting all creation, and know that we hold you in our prayers, always thanking God for you. Amen. I invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Christine Cook, I ask for prayers for my husband's family on the very sudden death of his young cousin Jennifer at the age of 23, praying that they all make it through. Thank you.
Bill DeSero, as it's noted in there, we were blessed this past week with Brian and Jeanette's second child, Emily Lorraine, and everybody's healthy and well, and she, like her sister, has some killer eyelashes. One other thing is that Debbie and I are celebrating our 38th wedding anniversary this week, so it was really special this time.
Congratulations.
Diane Keeling. I asked for prayers for my mom. She recently fell, broke her hip, and my dad, as you know, he had a stroke a year ago. So just prayers. They're homebound, and so it's kind of been rough. And congratulations to all the seniors.
I ask for prayers of joy for Natalie Wallace, got married yesterday, to Patrick McMichael. It was a joyous occasion.
Josh Binko, I'm sure I can speak for the other seniors when I say thank you for everything over the years. I can't imagine going through my life without the church family. So
Thanks, Josh.
Sue Mancini, one Sunday when we didn't have very many choir members, I gave them accolades for how good the small group was. But today was way beyond wonderful.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you, choir people.
Let us pray. Whoop. Sorry, I do that all the time.
Anne-Marie Sim, I'd just like to thank all those who have been bringing in food and putting it on the shelf by the toddler room. I get calls from time to time from somebody here in this congregation who says she has no food, and so I've been able to pull from that shelf. So thank you.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Let us pray. God, who is the parent of us all, we give you thanks for your ever-faithful presence. Sometimes we blame you for the despair we know, the discouragement we feel, and we forget that you are with us always, ready to support, ready to bring new life out of old. Well, God, as we continue our life journeys, we give thanks that we know we travel with you, and you will never abandon us. This morning we come thanking you for the men in our lives whose guidance has enriched our lives in significant ways. We pray for fathers and grandfathers and give you thanks for the strength we have received from them through their love for us. And we celebrate the GPC class of 2014, especially those in our church family, and we pray that they may know you even more fully in the years to come. We give you thanks for the ways they have filled our own lives with joy. We celebrate the many gifts you have given to each one of them and ask that you continue to guide them to places where they can use those gifts. We give you thanks for their parents and the people who have guided like parents, people who have understood the importance of Christian community, people who have taught love by being loving. May these young adults know that their church family surrounds them with prayer as they go from here, and may they always know they are welcomed when they return. And we pray for our national church as they gather at General Assembly in Detroit. We ask that your spirit be in the midst of this General Assembly, inspiring commissioners to respond to your will with their votes. Show all of us ways in which we can be united to do your will in our world. And we pray for our brothers and sisters throughout the world, where injustice and warfare has created chaos. We pray for those in Iraq and those in Ukraine. We pray for families in Central America whose fear has resulted in desperate actions. We lift to you their children and ask that you open hearts to where and what is best for them. Well, God, we ask you to hear us now as we pray together the prayer you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us bring our guests forward.
Somebody.
of us is a miracle, evidence of God's creative hands and amazing grace. We are each unique, unrepeatable gifts to the world. We are proof of God's love. And so we who are the gifts of creation now give gifts to our God, gifts brought in love. Amen.
Amen.